Blog Talk Radio. And ask your question about life strategies, organizing, or just have a conversation about why you hate your environment. What do you hate about your home? Is it in the corner? Is it in the basement? Is it in the garage, closet, drawer, dining table? Is it the disorganization spot? Or is it everywhere? You feel stuck, overwhelmed, chaos ensues? Give a call. 657-383-0732. I am here to answer your questions and play Stump the Organizer. Give me a situation that maybe I don't know the answer to. What's in my glass tonight is mineralized water. We're going to get to that when we talk about health and fitness in a little while. But before then, let's get to the housekeeping of the day. This is Jennifer Ryan, CNO Blog Talk Radio. My website is www.createandorder.com, and you can email me your questions if you don't have an opportunity to listen live at solutions@createandorder.com. We're on the air at blogtalkradio.com/createandorder, and the number to call in, once again, is 657-383-0732. Thank you, bensound.com, for your unlicensed music choices, happiness that leads in our show, and the choices for our breaks when I need to take a break and take a big gulp of water or make sure the dog is happy and not barking in the background. Very dog. You can also reach me through createneworder.wordpress.com and go to the website and sign up on the mailing list so that you know where my next public appearances are going to be, when the book is going to launch, and when our next show is, so you don't forget to listen in to the conversation about getting organized and creating the lifestyle and the life you want. What is your end game, and what kind of life do you want? You know, turbulence hits us without warning, absolutely positively without warning. Life happens, and there's nothing we can do except stabilize and figure out what to do next, what our next step is. You know, we get very comfortable, we take things for granted, we enjoy where we are, and then all of a sudden there's an upset. I had a consultation yesterday with a new client who is just, you know, she's had the trifecta, probably more than the trifecta, but her trifecta was that she got a divorce, her mother passed away, and she's battling an illness. And these three things are enough to throw anybody off course. And you know what? We know our parents are going to leave the earth at some point. And we know that we're going to go through trials and tribulations. Maybe not a divorce, but illness and is common. So we go through changes. And often these changes, they're not planned on. You have no idea that these things are going to happen. They tend to be these little surprises that throw us off balance. And this is one of the reasons that I realize very, very early on in my career. I've been doing this now almost 20 years. And early on in my career, I figured it out that the common thread between all unorganized people is that there's some sort of upset, some sort of trauma that occurs. And it happens with grief. And let's face it, folks, a new baby is traumatizing. It changes everything. This is a brand new personality, a brand new human being that you are completely responsible for. So to be perfectly honest with you, whether or not the laundry gets in, you know, by 8 o'clock in the morning before you leave for work, isn't happening anymore. Your life has changed. The little one is ruling the roost for a while because their needs need to be met. And they should be. Your attention to go in that direction. So things are a little sticky or things are a little cluttered and you're raising these children and they're happy, healthy, well-adjusted human beings, so be it. So be it. Get your priorities straight and what's important and what needs to have your focus and attention. That's first and foremost. But now, say you're on the other side of things. You've had a loss and you know what? You may have divorced or maybe you got married and things never really stabilized after you got married because there's a little push-pull on the environment that things aren't exactly where you want them to be. Maybe you have different personalities about how you handle stuff. And maybe you've battled an illness or you're living with an illness that isn't going to go away. And life has to change based on that. Well, my principle in life and my ethic is that if you have a comfortable environment, you have a soft place to land. And a soft place to land is really important when we go through the struggles of life because everybody struggles. Absolutely everybody struggles. Nobody, you may see somebody and they look like the happiest sort on the face of the planet, and maybe they look like that, but they're struggling too. We all have something in our pockets. My point is that your environment should be easy. It should be easy to live in, and it should make you feel good. Getting back to the client I met yesterday, we went through lots of discussion, and we decided on quite a few things, and we talked about what needs to happen and how it needs to happen, and it really starts between the ears. Clearing the clutter between the ears. I've been saying that for 20 years as well. And it really starts with your perception and your ideas of what's really important and what needs to take your time and priority. And what makes you comfortable? My client that I met yesterday hates her environment. She really doesn't like her environment. It doesn't like her home. She never even wanted to stay in the home after she had gotten a divorce. And she ended up staying in the home. One thing led to another, and she stayed there. So it's now sort of, what do they call it, when you make a recipe that's, like, taken apart. Oh, what is it? I'm going to have to look it up now. It's not dismembered, but it's a deconstructed dessert or a deconstructed meal of some sort where you have different parts on the plate where it's not all together and, you know, it's not ice cream with syrup on it. You know, it's got this part, the crunchy part, it's got the sweet part, it's got the sour part, it's got the creamy part, and they're all broken up so separately and then they come together in some way that you can enjoy them. Well, that's the point. They come together in some way so that you can enjoy them. This client's home has not come together in a way that she can enjoy it. It has just been deconstructed. Her son has a very meticulously kept room and very, very organized. And he likes to be organized and he feels comfortable that way. So she needs to get a hold on what it is she wants to happen. So throughout the consult, we talked about many different things and where to begin and how to begin and what needs to happen. And one of the first things that I usually do not tell people to do is shop. But in this particular case, I did, because her room is, it's a place she doesn't want to go. They had a water problem, and they had to have sheetrock removed and flooring removed and whatnot. and things never got back together properly after that water damage. So she, her entire house is built on a slab, and her bedroom is just a concrete floor. Now, any handyman out there, please give me a call on my office line at 631-979-9530, because I have a few questions to ask you about floater floors and, you know, floating laminate flooring, so that, you know, we can work with this woman and get this room on its way to being a room, not a deconstructed area of a house where she doesn't want to go. But as we talked, and as she talked, and as she put her wish list out, and we looked at the different areas in her room that have piles of clutter, and we decided, or I let her know, or made my recommendations on what she should do with certain things, she said to me that one of the things that she used to imagine about that room was going to the window and having beautiful white sheer curtains on the window and just looking out the window. Now, on the window, she has some makeshift curtains. They're curtains that don't match on the windows, really just to cover the windows. And it was something that she did in the time being, found them in the garage and put them up just in the time being, so on her way to redoing the room. Well, she never got to redoing the room. So by the end of the consult, I looked at her and I said, you need to go and get those white curtains. There's already a curtain rod there. It's a lickety split. She'll change the shears for the curtain panels that she has up there. She gets four panels, puts them on. There'll be enough ripple to give her some, give her the privacy that she needs in the bedroom, but enough sheer so that she can have what it is she imagines about her room. And I guarantee you folks that that one change, that one small thing done in that room full of chaos will make all the difference in the world to motivate her to keep going, to keep making progress on changing things, because now she will see one thing done and one thing beautiful. In her mind, that's what she sees. That is what she should have. That is what makes a pleasant environment. I've talked about it before. I'll talk about it again. I think my bedroom is absolutely beautiful. I actually think my whole house is beautiful. I'm comfortable in my house. It's exactly the way I want it to be for right now. I know that I will be moving and redecorating completely. But right now, I have beautiful things around me, beautiful things to support my lifestyle, beautiful things to give me storage for the things I need to store, and beautiful things that give me function for the things that I use. Whether it's in my kitchen and, you know, it's cooking my meals, or it's in the dining room and pulling out some different plates for dinner, whether it's Avalon China or Mikasa or whatever. All of these things make me feel good about either putting a meal on or putting my feet up at the end of the day. I love to come home to an environment that says, welcome back. Even when it gets a little sloppy around here, we all have a little bit of slob in us. We all have areas that need upkeep and reorganizing, constant reorganizing. For example, my linen closet has to be completely taken apart. Why? Because I picked up tissues today in a regular size box instead of the boutique box. Now everything in my linen closet has to change, because generally I put the boutique boxes in there and they fit a certain way. So now a little reorganization to fit the full size boxes of tissues. I love the boutique boxes, but I don't know if anybody out there has noticed, boutique boxes are about three times the prices of a regular size box of tissues, and they have less in them. So I'm sorry. Economics spoke, and the regular size box is what I picked up today. So I will reorganize the shelf in the closet where the tissues are kept. That simple. Organization is constant. You can work at it, get there, achieve it, be very successful, because organizing is just like success. Once you achieve it, you get there, it lasts a minute and a half, and you have to do it again. That's how it works. It's constant maintenance and constant routine. If the volume that surrounds you is too great for you to do constant maintenance and have a routine that supports you in taking care of things easily, then your volume needs to be looked at. It's time to purge. I purge regularly. That is how I keep my lifestyle clear of running into chaotic situations of too much. My third bedroom right now probably has half the volume that it had in it 6 months ago. And believe you me, it will be split in half yet again in the next couple of months because I have too much stuff to take care of and too much stuff in my way that doesn't support my lifestyle. It did once. I love all this stuff, but priorities come in and tell you what you should have, what you shouldn't have. If you're not using it, what's the point? What are you dusting it for? If you have so much on a shelf that you can't keep up with the housework and the house cleaning, why do you have so much on the shelf? Why not pick a few beautiful things instead of a whole bunch of trinkets that are cluttering up your life? Why not? This is Jennifer Ryan. Give a call and ask your organizing question at 657-383-0732. I'm live tonight and ready to answer your questions, so give a call and join this conversation with your organizing dilemma. Weather, New York City, 64 and clear. If you are on the East Coast, today was an incredibly beautiful day, and it is an incredibly beautiful evening. Tonight, the moon is a waxing gibbous phase of the moon, which means more than 50% illuminated on the way to a full moon. It is so clear that the man in the moon seems to be winking with the part of the moon that is still dark. It's adorable, and it's outside my window. I'm watching it as I'm speaking to you tonight on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, the number to call in and ask your question is 657-383-0732 to join the conversation. Bethany, Delaware, 61 and partly cloudy tonight. Cape Cod, Massachusetts, 56 and clear. Little chilly. Naples, Florida, 87 and partly cloudy. Will somebody send me a plane ticket? And Paris, France, 60 and cloudy. That's another plane ticket I'd like to have. Reykjavik, Iceland. My friends there in Iceland, I have quite the population growing there listening to podcasts. It's 48 and partly cloudy in Reykjavik. I guess it's going to start snowing there soon. Probably another month. It's going to start getting real cold. I've never been to Iceland. I never really had a thought that I would go to Iceland, but eventually I just might. Have you been to Iceland? Why don't you call and ask that question? Answer that question at 657-383-0732. Let's see. News today. The news this week. Let's just talk about the news this week, the highlight of distraction, right? News feeds this week were very much about football players and the national anthem. Now, as far as I know, or at least as far as I've been taught, as Americans, we should all stand for the national anthem. Although, as Americans, it's our right to not stand for the national anthem. We do have that choice. It's entirely up to us as Americans. Respectfully, it's all about respect for our country. There's no question about that. So whether or not you believe that you should stand for the national anthem, I particularly do believe we should. Football players, who knows? But I'm hearing a lot of complaints, a lot of bantering back and forth about football players not doing this, should they do this, should they not do this, blah, 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 blah. You know what? For the amount of money they make and the amount of money that they take from the American people and the amount of money the National Football League makes off the American people, they should stand as Americans. Just my opinion. Today is National Hair Day and National Homemade Cookies Day. That's the two national days. Now, there will be no homemade cookies for me. There will be no cookies for me. I am on now, I just finished day 10 of the intense reset from Beachbody. And I will tell you in a few minutes after Girl in Town how great I feel. I cannot believe I feel as good as I do. It's a little complicated, but I'm going to tell you all about it in just a moment after Girl in Town. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to be right back with you with Girl in Town. Where did you abandon your sofa for this week? get out and discover the world. That is also a part of organizing. It's also a part of lifestyle building. How are you going to feel better about anything unless you get out from under it? There are times, and like I mentioned, the client that I saw yesterday, and seeing this client, and I explained to her that one of the things that I highly recommend clients do after we finish a session is the client has to leave the house. Do not stay around. Get out for a bit. Go out for an hour. Take a walk. Take a ride down to the water. Go, you know, grab a bite to eat because you haven't eaten all day. But get out of the space, because then you can re-enter and you can look at it fresh and see it from the outside, walking into it, and feel better about your environment. So I highly recommend getting off that couch and going out and discovering the world, even just for an hour. That's what I did today, for an hour. Today was chore day. And, you know, we all have to catch up with chores, and we all have to take care of things, maintain them as part of a routine so that we don't fall into the situation of being either a slob or overcluttered or overwhelmed. So today was chore day for me, and I got up my normal time, did my laundry, and after my laundry was completely done, I had gone out and done my shopping, which I'll talk to you about the shopping as well, because that is also a girl in town excursion, but it's an environment booster and it's an environment enhancement that we're going to talk about in just a moment. But the idea of getting these chores done methodically and routinely, because I went and I did this excursion, which I'm going to mention in a moment, and then I went, did my food shopping, came back from my food shopping, cleared up, made my lunch, you know, did some cleaning, and I took an hour off. I took an hour, and I went to the community center, and I put my chair down, and I sat in the sun for an hour. It was, I listened to the radio for an hour. I did nothing but relax and listen to the radio. You've got to get out of the environment that is overwhelming you. You've got to get out from under all the work you have done so that you can walk back in nice and fresh and feel better, which is what I did. My house was ready to see me after I was laying in the sun for an hour, and I felt better, rejuvenated, strong. I just love laying in the sun. I can't get enough of it. And now the days are getting shorter, and it's going to come fewer and fewer as the temperatures go down. So you have to take every moment you can. But an hour is enough. An hour should be taken out regularly to go and enjoy something. Doesn't matter what it is. Go get a cup of coffee with a friend. Go take a walk with a friend down at Old Field Beach. Go sit at the community center in a beach chair. Go sit on a park bench and just watch people go by. You don't have to have anything with you except yourself, and go and enjoy. And if you have a partner, if you're married, you're in a relationship, go take a walk and hold their hand. Just go sit on a bench and hold their hand. Have some light banter and chatter. Just relax and decompress together for an hour. That will make all the difference in your life, to have these little vacations. 1 hour vacation, no matter how much is going wrong in your world, you have an hour to just sit and be. You're allowed, and you should definitely take advantage of it. This is Jennifer Ryan, Lifestyle Solutions, Blog Talk Radio. Give a call at 657-383-0732 and join the conversation. Immediate motivation comes from rejuvenation. Absolutely, positively does. So do something quick right now. Do something and change it. Pick something, eliminate it, fix something, organize it. Take the time, minute at a time, to fix something when you have a burst of energy. If you don't have a burst of energy, the next commercial, get up and do it. Just take care of something. Doesn't matter what it is. Just take care of it. Whether it's turning the dishwasher on or washing a glass, do something real quick to change what's going on. As I talked about, the client that I saw yesterday, going and getting brand new curtains is going to change her life. It sounds silly to some people, but putting up brand new curtains, something that you've envisioned, something you've dreamed of, something that makes you feel good thinking about it, make it a reality. Go make it a reality right now. What are you waiting for? You're waiting for floor, you're waiting for paint, you're waiting for a bedside, you're waiting for new furniture, you're waiting to clean out the garage. What are you waiting for? Go get the curtains. Change your life right now, really, really quick. Now, for inspiration, I'm going to recommend another Girl in Town excursion that I took today. Part of my shopping routine, and as I mentioned on the show, I'm going to move next year. And I'm going to get a different apartment, and I want to move somewhere that has a little bit more amenities than I have where I live now. And I know it's possible. I have found really where I want to live. And I'm going to completely redecorate. Most of my furniture is going to be sold or reupholstered or painted or changed in some way. And and so many things are just not coming with me. So I'm working on that. And one of the things that I have right now is I surround myself with plants. I used to love to garden, and I miss it. I really miss gardening. But what I did when I moved from a house to an apartment, my rose bush was not doing well in my yard, and I knew that if I left it, it was going to perish. And it was really important to me, that rose bush. I planted it for a very, very particular reason, and I needed to save it. I just needed to take one shot to save it, and I put it in a pot, and I brought it with me. And for the last almost 5 years, I have been growing roses in a pot in my room, and I just absolutely love it. It makes me so excited to tend it and bring the roses along, and they are just absolutely beautiful. It is a long stem. It's a blood red, long stem red rose bush. So I get one at a time. I used to get more than that when it was in my yard. And a couple of times when I first moved it, my first apartment, it had more than that. I would get three, maybe four roses on it. Now I get one incredibly beautiful rose at a time. In that pot this year, I planted some basil, and it's growing and thriving. And honestly, the rose bush did better with the basil in it. So I'm not quite sure why that works, but I have a hibiscus tree, and I have wisteria growing. I have an orchid, and I had some petunias. I have a bay tree. I have a peace plant, philodendron that was kind of not doing so well. And I have another house plant that I don't know the name of, to be perfectly honest with you. But it started out as just a couple of inches tall 5 years ago, and now, you know, it's several feet tall, which I cut some of the stalks down. But it was time to repot the peace plant. It was time to repot this plant that I don't know the name of it. And I wanted to get new pots that look like my next life, not my current life, but also go. So would sort of fade in the background, but would really go with the new life. And I found them. There's a store just over the George Washington Bridge, Metropolitan Plant and Flower Exchange. They have several locations in New Jersey, and I'll be perfectly honest with you, they're a little bit higher priced than just about anywhere else, but they have unbelievable choices in plants, unbelievable choices in pots, unbelievable varieties. They have unbelievable fountains and yard adornments. This place is worth the trip if you're looking for something in particular. They also have a home decor section in the front of the store, and pretty high end, very high end. Some of their stuff is just, I look at their price tag and go, you're out of your mind. But they have beautiful, beautiful, beautiful choices. And they have a flower shop. So everything you need when it comes to plants. So I went there to get a couple of pots, and I left with a couple of pots plus a couple of new plants. I picked up an English lavender, and I'm just going to see how it works out. I'm sure if the roses are growing, the English lavender will grow. And I picked up some gardenia because the petunias were done. They were absolutely done, even inside. They were not going to last any longer. So out they went, and I now have some gardenias in my window. So we'll see how they do. But you want to talk about inspiration. Number one, going to a nursery like this is just, it feels so wonderful to be around all of these plants and to to be around all of the flowers that are there, but to be around the choices to which you could buy a plant and add life to a corner of your house. If you're not good with houseplants, try some succulents. They are majorly in vogue right now. The cacti everywhere, whether it's in gardens in your front yard or in your house. Go and ask for this. Hens and chicks in a dish. And go get them and put them in your house. It's remarkable how inspired you feel when you have living things around you. Give it a shot. Whether you go to Metropolitan Flower Exchange or anywhere else on Long Island, one of the best nurseries I've ever been to is Hicks Nursery. I think it's in Hicksville. Metropolitan Plants and Flower over just over the George Washington Bridge in Fort Lee, New Jersey. There are so many places that you could go out and discover and get outside. Outside meaning apple and pumpkin picking. We're getting close to that time of the year. Halloween is just around the corner. What else are we going to talk about tonight? We do have a caller on the line, and I believe I know who it is. So hold on. I'm going to get to you next. But do some inspirational things for yourself and your environment. Add some plants. So before we get to our caller, I want to talk about my complaint of the week, because I did go food shopping today. And one of the things that I've noticed is getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. As we become a paperless society, receipts are getting a lot longer and abundant. They give you not only a receipt, but they give you like 4 or 5 coupons and these strips of suggestions called selected for you. Your favorite items on sale next week. Well, I got to tell you this. Out of the favorite items on sale next week, I went to ShopRite today. I've never bought Schneider's Twist pretzels, ever. Never have. So it can't be my favorite item. I've never bought it before. Swiffer's dusters, yes, I have bought them in ShopRite before. They are a favorite item of mine, but not like a favorite item. They're a necessity item. But thank you for telling me they're on sale. Skippy peanut butter is on sale next week. That's good to know. But since I'm on a food plan, which I'll talk about next, Skippy peanut butter is not on the food plan, so I won't be picking that up. Pumpkin spice seasoning from McCormick's is on sale next week at ShopRite. I've never bought it ever before. Probably never will. And $6.77 a pound, fresh bone in Angus beef loin, New York strip steak. That's a pretty good price for steak. Maybe I should pick up a couple of those so I can have them in a freezer. So really, ShopRite didn't do too bad. There are 2 items out of 5 items that I never bought before. So how could they be my favorite items? Then I did go to Rite Aid because I forgot something at ShopRite. And I stopped in Rite Aid and 1 out of 5 things on here is personalized for me that I have ever bought. 1. So they're giving me advertisements for things that I've never bought on this long slip of paper. What happened to our paperless society? It's getting worse, especially from the stores. You go into the store and they give you a hand full of coupons for products you've never bought, you've never chosen. Why don't they give you coupons for products that you have bought in the past? I don't understand why they don't cater to the things that you regularly use. And I'm a victim of circumstance and habit. I buy the same things over and over again. I got a coupon for grass-fed, ultra-pasteurized milk. Grass-fed. Organic Valley, ultra-pasteurized grass milk. Ultra-pasteurized is really not of high interest to me. Pasteurization is actually not good for our food, but that's a whole different story. But I've Organic Valley grass milk is, there's a coupon for this. I don't buy milk. I buy half and half. If it was half and half, I'd be really happy about that. So again, what you're getting is a handful of paper that you get to take home and clutter up your desk or throw out. I suggest you stop at the garbage can on the way out of the store and fill their garbage can with the paper that they give you. If you start doing that, I have a feeling they'll reduce the amount of paper that they give you. That's my pet peeve of the week. Let's talk about health real quick before we get to our caller. And health issues, I'm feeling really healthy. The program that I'm on right now, and I'm on day 10 of, is the Ultimate Reset from Beachbody. It comes with supplements, it comes with detox, and basically you are detoxing slowly off of the pollutants that you're putting into your body. Sugar, alcohol, caffeine, saturated fats through meats. This program, I have to say, the first day, first 2 days, I had nothing but brain fog. I didn't feel right. I couldn't concentrate the whole nine yards. And they recommend that you start this program on a Wednesday so that by the time you're really feeling tired and low and brain fog, it's the weekend and you can recover this way. Basically, your body, through this program, you're detoxing onto healthier eating. So you start eating lean meats. And by the time the program is over, basically you're only eating fruits and vegetables. And right now I'm almost halfway through, and I'm still having some grain, I'm still having some beans for protein, but they're starting to wean out. Like breakfast every single day is fruit. It's fresh fruit, and then lunch today was a sweet potato soup, which was extraordinary. And a Greek salad, their version of a Greek salad. Believe me, there's no cheese in that. So everything's measured, and it's a little complicated, and it's a little time-consuming to really put these meals together, but it is worth it. Not only are they filling, not only are they satisfying, they are incredibly delicious. I've lost a couple of pounds, and more important than that, much more important than that, is the fact that my joints are not hurting. My knees do not hurt. I got off the tennis court only after a couple of days on the program, and you're really not supposed to exercise during the 21 days of this program because your body is recovering from the inflammation it was suffering before you went on the program. This program is getting rid of the inflammation in your body. So you're not supposed to exert yourself out of the ordinary. You're not supposed to exercise. You're not supposed to be going to the gym. You're not supposed to be running. You're not supposed to be doing all of that. Your body is supposed to be just relaxing while you're going through this program of only good, healthy foods. And I have to tell you, I am so surprised. I'm still surprised that I'm satisfied on the food that I'm eating. And I am so surprised that I feel the way that I do. And yes, folks, the coffeeholic that I have not had coffee in 10 days. And I don't think anybody can accuse me of being grumpy or short-tempered either. So I find that to be remarkable. But I have been warned that as soon as I have a cup of coffee off the program, it's going to ramp me up. So I think that might be something to talk about when I come back. And I'm yawning because I need to hydrate even more. You need to drink quite a bit of water. This is Jennifer Ryan, CNO Lifestyle Solutions, Blog Talk Radio, 657-383-0732. Give a call, ask your organizing questions. I'm going to take one quick break and refill my water bottle. And when I come back, I'm going to pick up the call, which I think is Susan on the line. Hold on, I'll be back in just 40 seconds. Blog Talk Lifestyle Solutions. Call in at 657-383-0732 and ask your organizing questions. And right now, I believe we have Susan on the line. Hi, Susan. Susan, are you there? I guess we lost the call. Maybe she'll give us a call back. Susan, give a call back. We're here. CNO Blog Talk Radio Lifestyle Solutions, 657-383-0732. Call in and join the conversation. It is October 1st, 2017. And we are talking, we were just talking about fitness and what's going on and what is happening with you and your body. What are you doing for yourself? I was listening to Dr. Radio on Sirius XM this afternoon, and there was, it was ENTs, ear, nose, and throat doctors were talking about any problem anybody was having, and they were calling in and asking questions, you know, about Meniere's disease, which is in your ear. It's inflammation and fluid in the inner ear, and what did they say about Meniere's disease? They said that the only consistent thing about Meniere's disease is its inconsistency. You know what to expect, which is no rhyme, reason, or warning. So they were talking about this, and they were talking about this one woman called in, and she's been having the devil of a time. She's lost hearing. She feels like she's falling over sometimes. She gets really, really dizzy, and she had a really profound episode because of Meniere's disease. So they were talking about steroids being the solution to this. So anyway, they're talking about inner ear problems and inner ear diseases and how it can affect your life. And then they started talking about sleep, which is one of my favorite subjects that I mention very frequently, about not getting enough sleep. If you are sleep deprived, you are not focused. If you are sleep deprived, making decisions is going to be difficult. Getting organized is going to be difficult. Getting inspired is going to get difficult because you're not sleeping well. They also talked about it having direct relation to weight loss. If you are not sleeping well and you are sleep deprived, your body goes into survival mode because of the sleep. Never mind the food. Never mind caloric intake. You could be doing 100% right as far as calories are concerned and exercising, but if you're not sleeping properly, your body's not recovering. And if your body's not recovering, it cannot be an efficient machine. Get some sleep. I talk about adventuring all the time. I'm yawning on the show because I'm not hydrated enough, and probably because of the food plan that I'm on, that recovering when you're detoxing has anything you do that requires energy is going to wear you out. So I'm wearing out like 3 times a day. I eat and I'm full and I feel really good, but 2 hours after I eat, I'm hungry again. It's using all of those calories coming in, and my body is readjusting to a healthier way of living and a healthier way of eating. Let's give another try. I see Susan's on the line, so let's see if she will join us at this point. Hi, Susan, are you there? I guess no connection tonight. I don't know if you can hear me, Susan, and you know what I'm going to do is give a call back and see if we can reconnect. Once again, this is Jennifer Ryan, CNO Blog Talk Radio, Lifestyle Strategies, 657-383-0732. Last week, I was at the New York Public Library, and I presented a program entitled How Not to Be a Slob. And it was fun. I had a great audience, and I was so pleased to be invited to New York Public Library to speak once again. And we have such a great time talking about clutter and talking about getting our perspective and our priorities right. So we're going to try you one more time, Susan. I'm going to pick you up right now. Hi, Susan. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Finally. How are you?
Okay, I'm using my cell phone. Normally I have it with my ear, my ear plugs, and I can hear you really well, but I can't seem to find them because I just got home. But if you can hear me, I will hear you.
Yes, I can hear you. How are you?
I'm good, but I'm, lots going on for the last couple of weeks, but got a lot of things done, and I just got home from work not long ago, but talking about organizing, I finally got a lot done. I'm on my way in a really good way.
Okay, so
and
tell me something get done.
Well, it was really, things had really piled up again, and I had that same feeling of, like, it's just more than I can handle, And I came to the conclusion that I know how to do it now, and there's no other way around it. And you know what that is because we did it together. That mm-hmm. When I get to that point, the only way I can be successful is to have someone at my side. And that's
right.
What I did. And I had my housekeeper come in several different times, and now I have handleable situation. It's the beginning of things in the right place just to start to work. Before, I would just look at the room and say, oh my goodness, I don't know how I will ever get this done, So now I have downstairs in the lower level of the house, I have a place I can slip in and out of to do my painting if I have an assignment to do. And then upstairs in my computer room, I have my hanging rack with the clothes that I'm ready to let go of. I've also let go of a number of things because they're where I could see them and, sanely look at it and say, okay, it's over there in the corner. It's the beginning of organizing. But I need someone by my side who gives me permission to let go.
Right.
And that's what it always, that's what I think that is really, if someone has that difficulty, they really would do very well to have someone who is a good organizer and who's decisive and who's loving, And so I'm on my way.
Excellent. Oh, that sounds great. Now, you're getting rid of clothes.
I'm getting rid of a lot of different things, yeah. I'm letting go, I'm getting away little by little. I sorted out the most beautiful ties that my husband, left. And I decided that I'm offering a tie or so to friends of his loved him a lot, and as a reminder of that.
Oh, what a great idea!
It just came to me, and because I just couldn't see, they're just beautiful hand-picked ties that we did together. I just couldn't let go,
Right.
But now I can let go because I know that Barry will have one maybe, and Tracy's boyfriend, I gave one already, and he's looking up over the rest of them, and it just makes more sense to me that someone who I like or he liked or liked him will have that tie as a remembrance.
Right.
So that's
one
way. Because I have difficulty just putting it out there, because everything has a memory. And I just like to see it in the right place.
Right. Oh, I don't blame you. Now, that's one of the biggest... That's one of the hardest parts for most people to let go of things because it is attached to a memory.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And I know been one of your biggest challenges.
And the other thing that I think I've told many people and you that even in my, in your bedroom, let's say, once you make the bed and clear that away, then there might be things all around, but if that kind of like sets the mood of organization, it gives you, gives you an impetus to get going and do the rest of the job.
Right. I was talking earlier in the show, and you had joined a little bit later because you had just gotten home. But I was working with somebody yesterday, and she's in a different situation than you, but you know, has suffered some of the same, you know, situations, you know, living life, you know, life has happened. You know, her bedroom is just completely deconstructed, and she's still in the same house she was in with her husband, who she's now divorced from. So her bedroom has turned into, you know, a place where she doesn't want to go, you know, because she, you know, it was part of a marriage that doesn't exist anymore. And it became deconstructed because of a leak and, you know, all sorts of problems, but it's got a pile here, a pile there, and all sorts of stuff is going on. But she has these crazy curtains on her window, really just to cover the window. And one of the things she said in our conversation was that, you know, she always envisioned standing at that window with white sheer curtains. And I said, you got to go shopping. You're going out now. You're leaving. I'm leaving. You're leaving. And you're going to go get these white curtains and put them on. Because like you said, with your bed, when you make the bed, that's the point where you start and you know you can keep going. And I said to her, putting white curtains on that window is going to change everything.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I haven't spoken to her. I'm going to speak to her at the end of the week. But, you know, I'm really hoping that at the end of the week, she's going to have a breath of fresh air just by making that one small change. And it's amazing, like you said, making the bed, putting curtains up, you know, just clearing the counter in your kitchen. Whatever the spot is for you that does that jumpstart for you, do it. Do that jumpstart.
But Jennifer, here's the thing that I found with myself. When you let it get, you know, overwhelming,
right?
To make that first step, sometimes you need someone by your side.
Right.
If you remember, when you were by my side, I was more likely to let go because you were basically giving me permission. Okay, you don't need this, or you don't have to hold on to this. And when that came to papers, especially, that's
exactly
what, you know, kind of always gets to me. But what I wanted to say something, about what you were talking about before. On Saturday, I was home for the first time, you know, because of the holidays. And I had this whole day in front of me. Of course, there's always so many things to get done when you have a bulk of time like that. But I kind of like, for the first time without guilt, kind of like slept in, which I never do, kind of like went over to the piano and looked at my book of writing music. And then I took my ukulele, which everybody is laughing at, because, you know, since Mike's not here and he doesn't sing, I can just, he sang and I played the piano. Now I have no one to sing with me when I play the piano, except me.
Right.
And my cousins play the guitar. Whenever we get together, they have often brought the guitar over. So one day,
We got 1 minute, so you got to be quick.
Okay. Basically, make a long story short, I just went out and got myself a ukulele, and it sat there since Father's Day. But Saturday was my day. Took that ukulele out, and I started looking at, you know, the directions and strumming a little bit. And I had this day to myself, just like you said before, just kind of letting it be and being with myself and enjoying the day of doing whatever I wanted to do. And that was it.
And
no guilt.
It was fantastic, right?
Oh, it was terrific. I really love being with myself.
Exactly. You know what? Everybody needs to decompress. And that's what it sounded like you did. So, Susan, I'm glad we spoke to you, but call in next week so we can talk some more, because I want to hear about whatever your recent book choices are. And this is Jennifer Ryan at createneworder.com. Write to me at solutions@createneworder.com.